Hello everyone. As one Victorian pub reopens, another had to shut temporarily due to flooding. A pub in the Golden Triangle has been closed since January, has reopened under new management after a major refurb. The Bellevue pub on the junction of Stafford Street and St Philip's Road in Norwich will be run by Simon and Jenny Turner, who were behind the major revamp. Work continues on the kitchen, and once completed, the pub will serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Goldsthorpe Pub Group is also behind the Cellar House, the Boers in Spooner Row, and the King's Head in New Buckenham.
And another pub in Norwich was forced to close after flooding during a severe thunderstorm. The Lamb Inn in Orford Place had to close two customers on Saturday after the basement and trading areas were left flooded following heavy rain. Video on the pub's social media shows water bursting in through the main door and then rapidly flowing down the stairs into the basement, where beer kegs were left partially submerged in flood water. In the beer garden, benches were left strewn across the ground due to rushing water. The flood comes after a major refurbishment last September, which saw the installation of a new outside bar, sound system, photo booth, and pool tables.
A group of peers have demanded action to tackle marine fly tipping in the Broads after a surge in abandoned boats blighting the waterways. In a debate in the House of Lords, the government was urged to help agencies like the Broads Authority to manage the issue, which is causing huge costs. The Right Reverend Graham Usher, the Bishop of Norwich, is among those leading the calls for more powers to prevent the rise of vessels in poor condition littering the rivers. The owners of abandoned boats are notoriously difficult to find. But when the vessels deteriorate, there is a risk they could sink, causing problems with pollution and dangers to navigation. But the cost of removing them often falls on the navigation authority, if the owner cannot be located. The Broads Authority has warned the costs could push up toll fees next year.
A city primary school has been hailed as outstanding for the second time in its short history. Charles Darwin Primary School in Norwich was opened less than a decade ago and received its second ever Ofsted inspection earlier this year. And for the second time in a row, inspectors gave it the highest available praise in a glowing report. While the education watchdog no longer gives overall ratings to schools, the inspection ruled it maintained the standards of its previous assessment, during which it was given an overall rating of outstanding. The report reads, "Respectful and friendly relationships permeate through the school. Pupils give a warm welcome to their friends each day and to new pupils joining the school. Pupils live up to the high standards adults set each day. The City Centre School, which is based in Rose Lane, was opened in September 2016.
Tributes have been paid to a renowned musician known affectionately as Mr. Norfolk, who has left his legacy on the county's creative arts scene. Michael King died on June the 6th after a long struggle with his health. He was the founding patron and treasurer of the Autumn Festival of Norfolk, and this year's 15th anniversary will be dedicated to him. A Norfolk Arts Award has also been renamed the Mike King Music Award in memory of his commitment to music and performance in the county. A spokesman for the festival said, "He was affectionately known to those he worked alongside as Mr. Norfolk, due to his great knowledge of the city and the surrounding county. Mr. King moved to Norwich in the early 1970s to open a restaurant and later a music shop in Upper St Giles. For more than a decade, he worked as a manager of the Assembly House and was also president of Norwich in Bloom, winning a gold award for the city in 2017.
A charity football match has raised more than £1,300 for East Anglia's children's hospices each. This was the third year that the event has taken place, having been held in 2023 and 2024, with the total amount raised for each now standing at around £3,600. Every year it gets better, and everyone's commitment is amazing.